Hello, coach.
Hey, hi.
It's really nice to meet you first time. And at the beginning, it's a pleasure for me to talk with you because my generation of volleyball players grow on your place, your brother's place, long time ago, but it was something for us. Yeah. I remember a few actions of when you play, but okay, let's go about the World Championships.
Yeah.
Tell me about the beginning when you know that you will be our national team coach. How you start prepare our team and squad from the, you start from the collecting players or maybe staff?
First, I had to organize the staff because we didn't announce it immediately, but that was the first thing I started to do, because then obviously I have to share my ideas with them and then from that on to continue. So I called people from my staff individually, and then obviously the ball passed in the court of federation, because I can say, okay, I would like to work with him, but then the conditions of the work are the federation who are signing the contract and so on. So I started from there, and then on I start calling players, and here we are today.
So can you tell us who was the first of the players which you call?
Kubiak. Of course.
Okay. And from this team, who was the first?
Bartek.
Kurec.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, I started with the older meaning, you know, more experienced, more titled players, obviously.
Okay.
So yeah, these were my first calls.
Okay, so we know the whole squad, a lot of players, and which of your decision was the hardest one in like personal, because after all you must say to somebody, okay, you don't be in the squad.
Yeah.
So which can you choose only one?
I can't, because all of them were really, really tough, because first it was for Bologna, because I had to choose 14, and it wasn't simple to do it, because we were there for like 2 months working, and all of them earned, you know, the spot. So it was really hard and difficult to first to decide and then to say it.
Yeah.
You know, but again, you know, after you have to do it, because that's part of my job, and it's even if it's hard, you have to do it. So so that was hard. Maybe even harder was the list for the World Championships, because between VNL and World Championships, I think the World Championship is more important as a tournament. And we are playing it at home, so, you know, much more visibility, much more importance to everything. So, but the difficulty and dilemma was the same. So that's why, and to add out of these three players that I had to choose who to leave at home, it was Leon who was added, you know, to this difficulty, to, you know, up to the last moment to choose if he will be with us or not. So but again, you know, I the important thing for me is that all of the guys are pushing themselves. They're always trying to do their best. They want to play for the national team, and they understand the situation. Obviously, it's not easy to take this
on the
news, you know, it's not never easy, but what I'm trying to say to them, that you are the part of this team, you know, it's not now, it will be next year, next season, you know, and it will be opportunities for you in the future, but
I think all of them understand that.
I can only hope. Yeah.
14 or maybe 17 or more of them, they feel like one team. So yeah, and they know that you must do that
of course.
Tough decision.
It will be even more difficult for the Olympics because it will be 12. Yeah. You know, so yes. It will be even more.
Okay, so we see them that they are very strong physically, and everybody can see that. I want to ask you about the mental strength of this team. Do you work on them with them, or you know that it's not your part of the job because you know that they are strong?
Absolutely, it is. But I'm not certified psychologist, if you know what I mean.
But the you only work thing, with a lot of players.
Of course, yeah. I work with a lot of psychologists also, you know, for let's say for normal people and for athletes, you know, like particular for the sports environment. So I have some experience with that, and I have my own experience. So this is what I'm trying to do. I try to. I was lucky to have the career of high level volleyball, so I lived through a lot of these situations, so I can transmit my experience. Not like it is like this, you have to. It's not like that, but it's like, you know, this is how it was for me. This is how probably you are feeling, and
can work.
I
for
can
them.
Yeah, I can. I'm trying to help you out how to deal with these stressful situations that you will, you know, when you go to serve somebody who never played in front of a full crowd, some semifinals of the Olympics or something like that, you know, it's difficult for him to really, you know, understand how it is when you go to the service or to set the or to receive, doesn't matter, to serve. So what I'm trying to transmit is my experience and trying to help them out how to deal with those situations. And then obviously there are two things. First is this is a process. It's not like I will tell you once and that's it.
Of course, yeah.
It's a long process. So many times I have to repeat it, or when the situations arise, then I will, you know, I will point out. And then also depends from the second thing is depends of how they will react to it. If they will, you know, embrace it immediately, or they will need, you know, three or four times more to understand it and then to try to, you know, use it, you know. So it is absolutely a part of my job, and I admire federations and teams who are capable of having like a sports psychologist inside the staff, because I think it's a great thing. But again, it also goes with the culture.
Of course.
You know, because, for example, in Serbia, if you do something like that, it will, you know, it's always like this defensive mechanism, meaning
the players
you give me a second, like I'm not insane. Yeah. You know, it's always connected with the cultural thing. Whether in the United States, it's...
They probably have two or more.
They had. Maybe now they don't, but they had. I mean, recent years, they worked with this PhD in sports psychology, and I was amazed by how she worked and how she helped them out. So for me, that's a great help, obviously. For me as a coach, not only for the players, but ultimately for them, if obviously they want to, they are open to it, you know. So it's individual. We don't have it. So I'm trying to help them out the best way I can.
Okay, so during the game, you are very calm, but I think you give a lot of confidence to our players. Do you feel that confidence that you just look just for 1 second, 2 seconds for somebody and they know everybody? For example, Marcin Janusz, and he knows what to do?
You feel well, that? We you know, once you go to play, you should have done a lot of things before. So when you go to play, the less informations you have, the more the better.
Okay.
So first thing, I always try to be very precise in giving very few informations. The second thing, I'm trying, really trying, never to lose a calm.
Okay.
You know, because if they see me nervous, if they see me that I'm not, you know, calm and focused, then, you know, maybe I will transmit it to them.
Totally opposite to our last coach.
But again, you know, when I'm playing, I'm focused to what is going on the court. I'm a lot of 95% of the time I'm focused on me, not on the team, or, you know, whether I'm as a coach, I'm thinking about the team, I'm thinking about, you know, all of them together. But usually when player goes to play, he's thinking about his performance. What should I do now, and where should I stay, and what should I, should I do this or that? So I really try to remind them of what we prepared, if there is need for that, or just to say some few short informations, like for Marcin, for example, or to setters, oh, they are in the read block all the time, so you can use Primo Tempo or Pipe, or they are moving to help a line like this, or they are spreading out, or, you know, and then you will use that information the best suits you.
I'm a tool.
I'm helping you, you know, in a way that, look, they are doing this. You know, this is something that I believe in. This is something how I think I'm helping, you know, the guys when they are playing. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, I don't know. You have to ask them. So
it works right now, so I think it's a good, okay, we are in Poland, the biggest, you know, event of volleyball in Poland, and you know everything almost about the pressure. I want to ask you, because it's some kind of paradox. In one hand, you have a lot of support from our fans, from our federation, from normal people, but on the other hand, there is a much more bigger pressure from fans, federation, and everybody. How you deal with that?
I must say, it's not that I'm ignoring it, or I'm trying to, not be a part of it, obviously.
Stay close to that.
But our job and my job is to play volleyball, so we have to focus on that. We have to try to be the best we can be on the court and avoid every distraction possible. And I see this as a distraction, because if you think about it, what is the pressure? There's something in your mind. Pressure doesn't exist. You just go and play volleyball. Everything is in your mind. You think about the expectations. That's the word, you know.
Next.
Password, expectations. Will I live to the expectations of the fans, of the federation? Now everybody is expecting me to do this or that. You know, and you are thinking about those things instead of thinking about, oh, if he serves here, I should do this. Or, oh, if he attacks here, I should go for short diagonal instead of staying here, you know. And these things are occupying your mind. So this is why I'm trying always to say to the players, you know, guys, try to focus on the volleyball, because that's how you will not have time for everything else. You will just not have time to think about, you know, the pressure, the stress, the what the fans are saying, supporters are saying. Not that you don't care about, you know, because unfortunately, some of your colleagues are trying to, you know, change the sense of what I'm trying to say, in order to have more followers, or
you can blame, but it's not my
clickbait or something like that. But you know, my point is, if we are focused on the court, and if we are focused on what we have to do on the court, we will play the best we can, and that's what we have to do. Then result is the consequence of a lot of things. Yeah. Some of them we don't have any part of. So you know, if the ball goes in like this or yeah. not, so you can just pray that
it play another go, action.
Yeah. So this is how I'm trying to deal with it. It's not easy, obviously, but as I said, I lived through it a lot of times until now. Obviously, never to this point, this level. But again, my experience helped me to deal with it in a proper manner.
Okay, a little bit about the games. We are after two games. One was against Bulgaria, second easier one yesterday against Mexico. Did you saw something about what we supposed to work during those two matches?
Well, small things. I think we are working together for 3 months. So a lot of things that I established as a system, as a organization of the team is working. It is just from time to time they have to be reminded of. So we don't have to, you know, like work on. First of all, we don't have time because what you did, it's done. It's not like now during the World Championship we can, you know, improve so much. No. We worked on a lot of things. We watched the statistics. We watched on what we did good and what we have to work on after the VNL finished. So we had a lot of videos about it in the defense, for blocking, for attacking, for serving, for, and we tried to give every single one of them like okay, you should do this. You know, when you go to serve, your best service is in this area, so you have to try to do this and that. You know, just to give them like a clear ideas of each and every one of them, which was different. To, you know, some things were like a defense. You know, so a lot of them were moving. So you know, you have to stay steady, and we show them on the video, and that went really much better from that on. And then the service, but the service is a little bit longer. So, you know, when you're tossing the ball like this, or when you're, you know, serving from here to there, or when there are two of them together, so you should try to do that. So we worked on it. We watched it together. We worked on it. And again, maybe we needed 2 or 3 weeks more to be even more ready for this. But I think we had enough time to prepare like everybody else, and I think we are in a good place now.
Okay, so I said about the two games, the previous two games. So sorry about it. It won't be. I hope so. It won't be clickbait. But I must ask you about the next game. Okay. We know that we are on the World Championships, and the score of 11th of September is the most important thing. And I know that fair play is beautiful. I listen to your previous, you know, interviews, but we don't make rules.
Yeah.
And about the game, because a lot of talks is...
Should we lose against the United States to avoid them in quarterfinals? No.
I want to ask you about something. Did you talk, it's your own decision, or you maybe talk with the staff and Bartek Kurek and the team about this decision about the game of United States?
I don't think there is nothing to talk about. You know, since I was a small kid, I was taught to go to the court and do the best I can and in order to win. So you go to court to win.
Yeah.
So you are practicing to be better. You are trying to do every single movement you are doing in order for you to score or to be, you know, the best you can be, the more precise you can be.
Okay.
So imagine now me telling in front of the guys, you know, guys, maybe we should lose this game because then we will avoid, you know, this or this opponent or that opponent.
It's not your story, it's and perfect. For me, sounds perfect, yeah.
Maybe it's dumb. Maybe it's stupid. You know, maybe it is. I don't know.
We don't know the future.
Absolutely. My predecessor didn't do that and lost his job.
Yes.
And your colleague asked me yesterday about that, you know, and he said, well, he did like you did and he lost his job. Well, if that's the destiny that I will lose my job because I'm doing this, then there is, because, you know, I have to stay true to myself, because first of all, I have a big trust in this team that we can beat everybody. That's the first thing. Second thing, if I'm trying to avoid anybody, that means that I fear that particular opponent. So how can I trust in my team and want to be the world champion if I'm afraid of anybody? So, and then nobody's thinking about, okay, let's say we play against the United States into quarterfinals and we beat them. How you will go in the semifinals?
Yeah.
You know, with what strength you will go and confidence, you know. So for me, as I'm saying, we have to be true to ourselves because, and then, oh yeah, the most important thing. Imagine that we are trying to avoid United States, Brazil, Italy, France. Doesn't matter.
It's not possible.
No. It doesn't matter. Maybe you can. Let's say, okay, we will lose because the regulation is like that, like in 2010 in the World Championship. And in order to play against those teams, we will play against Cuba, Iran, Argentina, or Serbia, or Slovenia, you know. Okay? So if I'm on the place of these teams, and I know that Poland wanted to play, you know, I would, you know, they would see the best version of me.
They do everything,
You know, so you don't do that.
Okay.
You know, because it's not written, you can lose also. We can win against everybody, but we can lose also against a lot of teams here. So not because we are not good enough, because this is volleyball.
Yeah.
This is sometimes just two balls are deciding the, you know, you are playing 15-13 in tiebreak. So many things can go wrong and so many things can go right. So, you know, you just play the best you can and who comes,
okay,
it's okay.
So you said about 2010, so I want to come back, move back more. 1998, you remember World Championships?
Yeah.
And 2010 World Championships. First, you take a bronze medal, silver medal, then bronze, and it was 24 years ago, 12 years ago, and now we are here. So do you think about this, that 12 years, and right now it's something for you?
Well, I was on the 5 World Championships. So all 4 as a player and 1 as a coach. So all five times I went to the semifinals. So I just hope we'll go in the first 4 and then we'll see.
Okay. And another question about the history. In next 3 days, 1st of September, do you remember the date of 2000? What was happened then?
It was October.
October was? Oh my God, my fault.
No, because it's Olympics in Australia, because they are like a southern atmosphere, hemisphere. So, you know, they are starting the summer when the winter is starting here. So, yeah, we started later.
Okay, do you remember that action when your brother jumped off? Yeah. Because I told you before that my old generation, so I just want to say that I remember this action today. I saw that. Because
It was like in that moment, I was what went through my mind. That's it.
Yeah.
That was it. We were 2-0 up and 16-13. But in that moment, I knew that we will win. I don't know if 3-1, 3, doesn't matter. But in that moment, exact moment, I'm like, this is it.
So
we're winning.
That's why I want to ask you about because a few games will be easy, like yesterday's. It was easy one. Do you feel that our team needs some break point or big moment in this tournament to achieve more bigger level, or they are in the best level as they can be right now? Because, you know, it's not possible, I think, going through the World Championships easy and, you know, like,
I don't like that, to be honest. In my career, a few times happened that we were on the World Championship in Argentina. We were killing everybody. We were winning 3-0, 3-0, 3-1, 3-0. We were killing it. We never went to the tiebreak, not even close to tiebreak, up until the semifinals. So then we lost against Brazil semifinals and we lose for the third place. So you lost the last two games and you stay without a medal. And in the Olympics, we lost first two games and then arrived to the gold. So in the Atlanta also, we lost two games to Holland and to Italy, and then arrived to win the medal. So in my opinion, sometimes it's better to have strong opponents during the championship. So in order for you to get more ready for those games, which will for sure arrive at the ending. So having the strong opponent during the group phase, or let's say before eliminate, yeah, for me is a great thing, because you will play one strong game before the eliminatory phase, and it's much better than having an easy group, and then you have to play first strong opponent in the eliminatory phase, which is not always great. I'm not saying it's the worst thing, but you know, sometimes also we cannot do much about it. It's not like I can choose to play this or that. You do what you have to do, and also here we will have like 4 days. That's never happened to me also, to have 4 days between games. Two games, and then again 3 days after. So, I mean, it's really
difficult. Yeah,
you lose the rhythm of the game. But again, you know, it's not enormous amount of time. But during one tournament, it never happened to me that you have so much time between two games. So, but again, it is the same for us, like it is for everybody else.
Okay, so on the end, I wish you to have those type of moments, like in Sydney, the actions, which will be, you know, member in next 20 or more years as a coach. Then you was a player, right now you are a coach. So I wish you all the best moments over here in Poland.
Thank you
very much, and it was a pleasure for me.
Thank you.
Thank you much.